Hey, Simon.
Horrible. Everything about your show. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I'm not sure that you or your listeners know what you're doing. You're both not right for this competition.
You are sucking your pen, aren't you?
And I'm just so horribly bored of the entire exercise. It's a bit like pulling muffins out of an oven, and you get them, and they're all burnt. Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Oh, that's right.
I don't understand why.
Simon has all those dumb analogies that don't really make a lot of sense, right?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are you on the air? Because there's really no reason.
We're fulfilling a contract.
There doesn't seem to be any real theme or plan as far as what you're doing. And I find it, it's a lot like getting a hard-boiled egg and peeling it off, and you wish for a nice hard inside, and it's all mushy. it's what it's like. It's disturbing. I don't think you should do this. You don't have talent. Neither one of you do. And I think you really ought to just, off you go.
Mike, are we doing the gay thing on this one?
I can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me. But I'd like to talk about Idol and some of the ideas that they've rejected that I've had over. But this show, it's getting by you and actually trying to listen to you when I'm waiting. It's so disturbing.
Okay, here's
the whole experience is like it's like going number one and experiencing a severe burning sensation. That's all I can tell you.
What about?
Fair enough.
What about? We'll save the you are gay stuff. What about all of those?
What you mean? I'm gay. Off you go. Other door. Other door, please. Thank you very much.
What about all of those freaks on the show, like the Special Olympics kid?
It's my
idea. Bug-eyed boy.
We actually, this year I said to the producers, I said, "What I want you to do, I want you to go out and get as many invalids as you possibly can." Now, they rejected my idea of actually taking buses to institutions and gathering them all up, because I thought it'd be highly entertaining. And I said, just put someone on a bus, put a bunch of retarded people on a bus, and off you go. Then you've got a show. You've got an entire show. Why are you here? You're like a filet mignon floating in toothpaste.
I've got some music for you, your intro music.
Oh, dear. Yes. This is lovely. I suppose this is your attempt at humor.
This is British, right?
Winchester Cathedral, I'm aware of it. Yes, I'm old enough to remember that. You know, what you are is like a clay pot spinning on a pottery wheel that sags, and there's nothing you can do to lift it back up.
What?
It's as frustrating as sometimes when I stand in front of my mirror looking at, actually admiring my naked body and wondering why I can't produce breast milk. But I had several ideas for the producers this year, and they rejected all of them. You enjoyed the retarded boy that we brought on?
Oh, the fat boy, yes.
Of course you did. Of course, it's what works. It's what always has worked on Idol.
So
and I'm very excited about bringing more people. I said, please bring me more. Paula, bring me more invalids, please. I wanted to get lots of victims with all sorts of maladies. Cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, deaf people, blind people, lepers, and people from that movie Mask. I thought Mask would be wonderful to have them come on. You know, deformed faces and burns, acne scars. And I said, bring more of them. We need them. Get them on the show, and then I can be equally cruel to them, because it doesn't matter to me. You could be standing in front of me in flames, burning to death. I would not throw a towel off. I would not throw a towel on you if you couldn't sing for the competition.
I know.
I'm reminded of a pocketbook full of boil drainage.
Do you carry a pocketbook?
I have several satchels.
Do you carry a purse?
I have.
That's a man purse?
Well, I have a purse, and I have a satchel, and I wear different clothing that might surprise you, but I'm very, very excited about this season of Idol. But once again, we don't have, in your country, that I know you're very proud. I've heard
I
you
love
wave
America.
The flag. I don't. I found the country smells.
USA.
And I've been from Seattle to Memphis to New York, and I think the whole country smells. And I think your show is typical of all of the entertainment that you have. Now, off you go. Can you leave now, please? Off you go. I'm as cunning as a teapot full of fetuses.
You have a...
I feel like we're in the middle of a gay bar and no one is talking to us.
Okay.
I feel as though
that's
this seems
non-sequitur
wrong.
That's another non-sequitur that you just throw out on the show when someone gives a performance you don't like.
What I don't like is delusion. And when people are deluded, they don't understand why they're standing in front of me on national television. They're standing in front of me on national television because they claim they want to be the next Idol. But they're not going to be, and they sure know that in their own minds. And what they're trying to do, they're wasting my time. And it seems wrong. It's though you're in a department store trying on a pair of panties, and you just can't find one pair that fits you, and you finally just throw them off and give up the whole thing. The entire exercise is an exercise in futility.
You said something that could be interpreted by someone less open-minded than me.
Your show reminds me of going to a men's bathhouse, and you're all out of towels.
See, again, a men's bathhouse.
Interesting.
It's like finding a human lung in my salad. It just doesn't work for me, don't you understand? And, you know, I'm surrounded by the support staff of buffoons. Paula is a buffoon. She's extraordinarily annoying. Randy is equally annoying and not that bright. And I'm supposed to carry the day.
But
and
you like Ryan, right?
I have a wonderful... wonderful working relationship you ever with
go to,
Ryan.
Your word, not mine.
Yes.
You ever go to a bathhouse with Ryan?
Yes, I have. Again and again. Mm. Every city, they've got wonderful bathhouses in Memphis, which might surprise you. You know, you think it's the home of the blues, and we actually found some wonderful bathhouses there. It was very hot when we were there, but Ryan and I spend hours together, and we enjoy each other's company, but it's not what I'm here to discuss. No. I'd like to know why. Where's my pen? Hold on.
You want to suck on it?
There we are.
It's not too gay.
You think sucking on my pen is gay?
Well, see, we at first thought you only...
Donald, can I interject for a second here?
Yeah.
Why don't you come to an Idol show and where we're screening them? I sit in a smelly hotel next to a woman with a terrible odor of vagine, and I sit there for 9 hours, sometimes 11. And go through one after the other of these deluded creatures that have no idea what they're doing. And I said, if we're going to present a freak show, why don't we go all the way with it? And they categorically rejected me. They said, we're paying you a great deal of money. You don't need this. And I said, we do need this. We need real freaks. I want legless people, armless people. I really like people that are not even able to produce a human sound because they do that anyway. But what do I get? I get these young people in spacesuits that come through, and it makes me totally, totally sick to my stomach. I feel no satisfaction. It's as though you've just made out with Clay Aiken and his teeth have gotten in the way of his tongue. And you leave with a feeling of total dissatisfaction.
Simon, again, how am I to interpret that analogy? It is like making out with Clay Aiken.
No, I'll try to get something that you'll be more familiar with. For example, when I hear a bad audition, and someone comes in front of me and they want to be the Idol.
Yes.
And they perform so miserably, I feel like I've just had a Brazilian wax given to me by a mute Eskimo boy. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel. Do you understand that? Is that I'm speaking English to you now. Don't you understand?
Are you queer?
I don't care for the ugliness of that word. I believe that everyone should be open-minded, and when I go back, I'll take you through a day in my home in London.
Please.
When I fly back to London, I've got a lovely manse that's filled stem to stern with lovely young boys who bathe me, wipe me, take care of me. If you call that with your ugly word queer, then off you go.
Do you wear like the old colonial wigs? And do you dress like Amadeus?
No, we're all naked. Naked. We occasionally wear T-shirts, but none of the boys are allowed to wear pants. It's a wonderful environment, and it allows me to relax and download and spend my millions of dollars that I've made on Idol. But I say, more freaks, bring them on. Bring on the scars.
So what's
bring them on.
Then if that's the case, if you live in a mansion with a lot of boys,
yes.
What's the deal with that hot, hot, hot model girlfriend of yours?
I believe your American expression, another vulgarity that you like to use, is you call it a beard. She's a beard.
Oh, she's right. Your beard.
I'll take her to the Hollywood parties, the Golden Globes. We'll go to the interviews. I'll have her on my arm. And then as soon as she is away in her hotel room, I call the boys. Or Ryan. He proceeds to participate in the same charade. That's what Ryan does, Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest out has a different meaning to me.
Sure.
I always make sure he's quick as a bunny with that one. Seacrest out. Wonderful. I hate to laugh. So I truly do hate to laugh.
So you're the catcher, not the pitcher.
Occasionally. We switch up, but I prefer catching. Much more so. And also objects. A variety of them.
Oh, dear.
Collection of pens. One time we had one too many pens, and I had to take a little trip to your local medi, your local emergency room, as you call them.
How about one of those big red Coca-Cola product placement glasses?
I've actually had a Coca-Cola bottle, a replica of a Golden Globe Award. I've had several different size cell phones. And what was the biggest item? Oh, that's right, yes. One of Randy's belt buckles that I stole.
Wow.
But I hope you're enjoying Idol as much as I'm not. That's what I'd like to say. So off you go. That's all I have to say.
Off you go. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy that. And remember, this show, you need to improve or find another career. Off you go. Have to go now. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Simon.
Bye-bye. I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay as long as I care to. And I'm just going to observe all of you and just judge you. I have a masquerade party tonight. I'm going as Marie Antoinette. Thank you.
Nice mole.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.